When and where were you born?
I was born in Montclair, New Jersey in 1950.
Do you have like kids or?
I have two sons. Okay. I have a 29-year-old son and a 23-year-old son.
Do you like want to talk about what you're doing now or?
You mean career-wise?
Yeah.
I am a psychologist. I have a full-time job with the School District of Philadelphia as a school psychologist, and I have a private practice of psychotherapy.
How was your experience at school, like, back in the days? How was your experience?
Well, I was a very conscientious student. I worked very hard on my assignments. I really had a drive to do well, and I was very interested in learning.
That's nice. Did kids from different backgrounds get along?
In my school, in my high school, I would say the kids from different backgrounds kind of kept to their own selves.
Okay. So they were like their own group.
Their own group. Yeah. There were separate groups. There was not very much mixing, except on the sports teams.
Okay.
The people who were on sports teams,
they had
related to all different kinds of people. And my interests and my friends were mostly in, the literary magazine. And I'm just trying to think who was working on the literary magazine. And there were some differences in background, but not a lot.
Okay. What did you experience during the Civil War or something? Civil Rights?
Civil War. I was not alive. That was
okay. I'm sorry.
That
Civil
was a
War,
long time ago before I was born. During the Civil Rights movement, I was a. I finished high school in 1968. I went to a college that was very full of politically active people. In fact, I went to Antioch College, and one of the alumna of my college is Coretta Scott King. And 50 years ago, I wasn't there, but 50 years ago, Martin Luther King Jr. was the commencement speaker. Also, the brother of, you know, those three civil rights guys, these three young people who were killed.
Mm-hmm.
One of their brothers went to my college also. So, as you might expect, there was a lot of political activism on campus, and a lot of participation. In the various marches and movements related to the voting rights struggles, and also ending the war and the draft. In Vietnam, there were a lot of my friends. There was a draft then. And there was a lot of activism around not sending people into the army. And actually, Martin Luther King made himself very unpopular with both the civil rights community and with his base of support when he came out against the Vietnam War. And his broader agenda to confront racism and also the military-industrial complex at that time wasn't his most popular stand because folks thought the most important thing is civil rights for all different races, but he saw it as all one thing, and the truth of that is we're still working with that now. I mean, the civil rights movement has not finished its work.
Do you have some things that you have experienced or went through back in the days, or with the whole race thing?
Can you be more specific what you're asking, Sharon?
Do you want to talk about what you went through, if you had race problems or?
Well, I personally, as a white person, did not have what I would call race problems.
Okay.
I'm also Jewish. I've encountered very little bit of anti-Semitism, not a lot. In fact, Jewish people were pretty active in the civil rights movement on behalf of racial equality, I think. And I wouldn't say I had problems personally.
And lastly, how old are you?
Since I was born in 1950, I am 64 years old. Because my birthday is not till the end of the year, in December, so I'll be 65 in December this year.
Okay, thank you for your time.
It's my pleasure.